Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Well, let's talk to Tony Kemp. Here he is from the Houston Astros. Tony, what's going on this morning?
What's up, guys?
We're doing great. How cool was it to get that World Series ring? I thought that was pretty neat a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, man. Just to actually hold it in your hand, put it on your finger, and realize everything that goes into receiving one of those rings is just something that you always remember. And it'll be pretty cool down in my man cave once I'm able to get it back to my house.
Can you do curls with it?
Yeah, I'm going to need to figure out a weightlifting regimen with my ring.
Napkin holder. You've been up and down to the big leagues. What have you learned about that whole process of just being ready when you get that call?
Yeah, it's one of those things where just you always have to wait for your opportunity, and just extremely blessed to be able to be up here helping the team any way I can right now. And we're in first place, unbelievable team. Can't say enough about our pitching staff, our hitting, and our defense, and how everybody goes about their business. But when injuries happen, when the team needs a boost or anything along those lines, you just have to be ready when your name's called, and just give forth your best effort.
Does it feel like tight quarters in that outfield in your home ballpark there in Houston?
In left field, a little bit. Center and right, I feel like you have free roam. But when you're in left field, depending upon who's up to bat and what shift you're in, going back into your left, into that little crease, can provide a little bit of a scary moment when running full speed.
Tony, man, thanks for coming on, man. How exciting is it to get the call up? I guess kind of take us through the whole process of a call up, because none of us have played baseball and we don't know how that works and how your emotions fluctuate throughout the time and your relief, and take us through your mental state once you're there. So kind of take us back to when you got called up.
So the first time you get called up to the big leagues is definitely your the most exciting time, I think. Back in May of 2016, and the crazy thing is 2 years ago on the day is when I made my big league debut. So May 16th will always be a pretty cool day to me. But it goes into a call-up, man. It can happen at any time. We're actually traveling to El Paso to play the AAA affiliate of the San Diego Padres, and after getting off the flight, we had a flight at about 7:15, had a layover in Phoenix to El Paso, Texas. Got into El Paso about 10:30, 10:45, and that's when my manager came up to me and said that I was going up, and my next flight out was at 6 a.m. So I was in El Paso for probably a total of about 6 hours. Right when I got back to the hotel, I had a shuttle leaving at about 4:45 a.m. to go back to the airport. So you always have to be ready. And, don't have that many clubs with me right now. Luckily, my clubby back in Fresno was coming to the game down in Anaheim, so he was able to bring my suitcase from my apartment back in Fresno. But, it goes through a call-up, man. You're just really excited. You're just ready to get going. And at first, you're a little anxious, but, now this has been my, fourth or fifth call-up. It almost feels like I belong to be in the big leagues.
Man, now, you got a hit. Now, take us through where a fan interfered with one of your hits, right? explain that, man. I know you're what the heck are you doing?
Yeah, I felt really bad. They are getting blown up on Twitter pretty bad. And, runners on first and second, it's tie ball game, one out. And I hit a ball down the right field line, and I definitely could see that the ball was going to go back into the right field corner. And, I knew Derek Fisher was on first base, who has good wheels, and I knew he was for sure scoring. And so I knew I was going to have to start getting the Jets ready to go to third base. And that's when I see the umpire hold his hands up for time. And I look back, and the ball is standing still. And you know, you see this, you see the wife just yelling at the husband. I just felt so bad for him, just because he knew that he didn't know that it was a fair ball. So, you know, they escorted him. He chose to go back to a different seat because I don't know if he was getting worn out or not. But, you know, I offered to sign him something like that. I just, you know, it was an honest mistake. I'm just glad we won the game.
All right, Tony, you're 5'6". Astro star Jose Altuve is 5'6". Back to back, is there any difference?
I think I have a half inch to an inch taller than him, but he's got a lot more power, a lot more juice than I do. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Had to be disappointing not to make the team coming out of spring training. What was your mental approach you know, as you went to Fresno, where you've succeeded before, really had nothing left to prove in AAA, yet you pounded out some pretty good numbers?
Yeah, you really talk mental approach. You know, I guess this goes a little bit beyond that, but you know, for my mental sanity, I made a playlist called the 26th Man, and you know, adding songs to that playlist, it kind of not only fueled my fire, but kind of understood, you know, you were that one guy that was left off the roster, and how are you going to get back? What are you going to do to get ready? And what are you going to prepare yourself to whenever your name's called again? What can you do? So being able to see, you know, those words 26 man every day and listening to songs kind of got me in that mode of how am I going to get back to the big leagues and what am I going to do? And, you know, you can't feel sorry for yourself. It's one of those things to where you want to say that you're going to, you know, pout and do and, you know, not be yourself. But, you know, once you step between those lines, you know, your competitive nature takes over. So just being able to understand what it takes to get back and, you know, stay in your lane. And, you know, you can't worry about anybody else's journey because their answers to their tests are going to be different than yours. So you just have to be able to be ready and stay in your lane. And, you know, whenever your name's called again, just be ready to perform.
I know we're only a quarter of the way into the season, but you had a teammate who was hitting over 400, J.D. Davis. Before you left, you were hitting 335, and you were 80 points off leading your team in hitting.
J.D. Davis was absolutely unconscious, man. I've never seen a guy get demoted like that and absolutely rake. It was a fun thing to watch. I mean, the guy had 17 doubles and was tied in RBIs, and he hadn't even been there for a week and a half yet. So JD is an unbelievable hitter. He's an even better person. And he's going to be starting in left field tonight, I think. So it's going to be fun to watch him go out there and roam. But hopefully he can get a couple of hits off this lefty tonight.
Tony, we're watching your alma mater, Vanderbilt, in the SEC tournament this morning. What do you remember playing in that event? Just kind of the short turnarounds and crazy schedule and everything that goes into that.
Oh man, what I would give to go back and play in the SEC tournament. It was a lot of great memories and a lot of bittersweet memories. We always did well in the SEC tournament, but unfortunately, freshman year, sophomore year, junior year for me, we got to the championship and lost. So it's always bittersweet thinking about the SEC tournament. I had Buster Only ask me about it with Alex Bregman standing next to me, and he asked Alex what his favorite memory was about the SEC tournament, and he said his freshman year when he beat Vanderbilt to win the SEC.
Thanks, Alex.
So he was messing with me, but it's an unbelievable experience. You know, I think as you walk through the left field gate and you're walking onto the field and you see that sign that says the best baseball in the country, you know, that speaks volumes, and I feel like it's very true because, you know, I felt like the SEC really got me ready for pro ball. You know, jumping into Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, a three-game set against some of the best pitchers, you know, coming from high school, you're able to see the talent level stretch out into three or four, you know, solid pitchers. So, you know, being able to be at the SEC tournament and having the best baseball in the country, and I saw that there's some rain there right now, so it's going to be a little damp there. It's going to be a little humid, so it's going to make the conditions that much more tougher.
Tony, thanks so much. Congratulations on being back in the big leagues, and hopefully you're there to stay. We're all pulling for you.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good